Pashas Kitzav, the Chumash has all of the dinim of Bigde Kuhune. The Sanhedrin has to wear Dalad the Gordon, and the Sanhedrin has to wear Shemon of the Gordon, except on Yom Kippur, when he does the Avoda, it's neither the same, then he only wears Dalad the Day Lovon, special of the Gordon. And one of the Shemon of the Gordon of the Sanhedrin is that this Pashas says that the Tzitz has a special function. So Hoy Ametach Aharon, and not the Aharon of Avon HaKadoshim, somehow the Tzangol wearing the tzitz accomplishes a ritzui. The rotzon lahem is meratze on the avoin hakadoshim. Meratze means mechaper on some kind of a psul in the korbanos. But the Gemara says that the tzitz serves the function of being meratze on tuma. If you have a korban that was nitma, that should be possible. So if the kohen is, if the Tzangol is wearing the tzitz, then it's Merat. How the Gemara goes on the tumor? No. We'll explain. If the coin is Tameh and he did the Avoda, then it's not. It means that the carbon was Tameh. The carbon, Avon HaKadoshim, will have Avon HaMakrivin. Only the Avon HaKadoshim, if the carbon was Nitma. But if the coin was Tameh, then it's not Mechaper on that. Then it blags that it's possible. Oh, in many places. All over the place. Yunadavav is one studio. Whether it's one, but there are many gemars. Lita atzitz mishnah is all over the place. Atzitz merat. Sochem all over the place. So the gemara says in the beginning of Menachos, how do they know that it refers to avoin hakadoshim to psul tuma? Maybe refers to psul lilo. Maybe refers to psul smol. Maybe refers to psul pigol. No, you said other psul. How do the gemara say sochem dafkan? It doesn't say in the chumash that atzitz is only merat tam psul tuma. How do the Tanoim know that? The Masera. How do they get it from the Pasuk? The Pasuk is okay, it's so unclear. That the whole thing, the Masera. So the Gemara says no, that the Mashmoy of the Pasuk is that the Tzitz is only Merasa and such a psul, which is Hutta Michlaloi. The Gemara has a concept of Hutta Michlaloi in other areas of Allah, and they apply it here. Hutta Michlaloi means like this. Sometimes you have Averis Kalas, and you have Averis Chamuris. Not only Averis are on the same level of Chemuris. So the Gemara says, yeah, Mises, Krisis, Mises, Bez, and then you have Chavilav. But then within the Chavilav and Gufi, you have two levels. You have the Isurim, which are absolutely Yasur, Bechol Pam, Bechol Oisin, they never have a Hetzel. And then you have sometimes an Isur, which is Hutan Mechlaloi, that sometimes it has a Hetzel. A Moshe, the Gemara in Kol HaBosar draws a distinction between Bosar Bechalov and Chelov. The boss of the cholov is that if it's a lower level isa, it doesn't mean that it's not so big, so you can violate it. You get malchus to eat boss of the cholov, or if you cook boss of the cholov. Anyway, the Gemara says when you're making yalfusis to learn a mamatzina from one to the other, from one din to the other, so if one din is slightly more chomer than the other, one notch higher, so then there's already ois mamatzina. You can't learn out of chumer or kula because it's not on the same level of chomer. So the Gemara says that boss of the cholov is slightly more chomer than chaylev because of the fact that boss of the cholov is hutin mechlaloi, that you can cook basa b'cholov min atera by b'sar oif and behemoth meyo and chaya. Hashem ken chaylev is never hutin mechlaloi. What does that mean? So Tosfos says, I chaylev is also chaylev is muta, chaylev chaya is muta. So Tosfos says, no. When the Chumash formulates the isa chaylev, it says from the very beginning. In the pasuk number one, it says, kol chaylev shor kesev yeyz vasa chaylev. It says right away in the definition of the isa that it's only chaylev behemoth. The Pasuk says it formulates the Yisr in general terms, the Pasuk B'chalav is also. And then we learn out from the Yalfusis, from the Pesukim, that it says Gidi three times, so it's Memai this, it's Memai that, it's Memai the other thing, so these are already Miyutim. So whenever you have, an interesting concept, whenever you have a Pasuk that there are three different things, we always think of Tchuyah and Hutra. The Chuya means that the Torah made the Yisr al Kopanim, and then in a certain case, the Kima Mitzvah is Becha the Yisr. Esa Becha Lo Sesra. Something was Becha the Yisr. And Hutra means from the very beginning, when the Yisr was formulated, it never applied to this case. We usually think there's Chuya and Hutra. That's how Rashi explains in Brocha Zafkov. Chuya and Hutra. Hutra means that from the very beginning, it never applied in this case. And Chuya means that it does apply, but yet something is Becha the Yisr. But even within Hutra Gufa, there are two kinds. There's Hutra Mechlolai, Hutan Mechlala, and there's another case where it's not Hutan Mechlala means the Mashmuah Apostic sounds like everything is included, and then we threw something out. It's also Hutra, they're both Hutra, but one is called the Hutan Mechlala, and that's an indication that that's one notch lower of an Issa. Hutan Mechlala, Shein Kenin. If the pasuk makes a statement that something is usur, it's more kal. If it's ruchan mechlolon, in a certain right, slightly more kal than chelav. That chelav is not a ruchan mechlolon. Even a chelav chayu is mutas. The Tosfos says then, "Bul Tosfos in kol abosos." The Tosfos says, "No, chelav chayu was never included in the definition of the yisam." Hashem came by bas becholav. It sounds like it's also hutra. Bas becholav is hutra by psar chayu, by psaro. It has to go. It's not that it's bechuyu. What's going to be doicha? I desire to eat chicken cooked in milk is doicha the yisam bas becholav. It's not a bechuyu. It's clearly hutra, but it's not. But it's called hutan mechlaloi. It's called hutan mechlaloi because the pasuk sounds like the simple reading sounds like all bas becholav is forbidden, and then we have yaltusis to be mamayidit. So the Gemara says the same over here. I think it's the Menachos Daf Hey, the Gemara has this drasha, but it's a brisa that's quoted in a few places.
One
where it's much more. Chai Chelev says, it says, Kol Chelev Sharkes of the Ezla is a Chelev. So Mei Koro, the definition of Chelev is Chelev Behem. Chelev Chai is not included in the definition of Yisrael.
So why is that more?
But Basa B'Chalev says, Basa B'Chalev is Asa. And then we have Newton to say that by...
Why didn't he say anything like that?
I don't know.
What did you talk about?
Gotta look, and I'm a base. Place when I'm a base. So the Gemara talks about the comparison, so the Gemara says he can't learn out from one to the other because both of the Chalav is a lower, slightly lower level of Issa because it's Huta Mechlolo Yetel Chayav Yoy. Should be a little closer than another base. So the Gemara in Menachos says regarding this Pasuk, how did the Chachamim, the Adam Asperer, that the Tzitz is only Meratzan Tzul Tumah, it's not Meratzan Tzmol, and it's not Meratzan Laila, and it's not Meratzan Tigul, and I'm Eisa, why? So the Gemara says that the Mashmoris HaPosuk implies that the Tzitz is Meratzan on a Tzul, which is sometimes Muta Lagamre. So since Tumah is sometimes Muta Lagamre, namely, by Korbanish Manam Kavua, that Tumah is either Hutra B'tzib or Tchir B'tzib or whatever, it's sometimes Muta Lagamre, so therefore even when it's not Muta, when it's not a korban shezman kavu, and if you bring it to Tumah, it'll be possible. And now the pasuk says, well, not so fast. If you have a tzitz, then the tzitz will be meratzana. That's how the Rabbi Natam explains the pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is a little, the braisa is a little unclear, so the taste is quoted to Rabbi Natam. The braisa had a mashmos from the pasuk that the tzitz is only machshir avayin hakadoshim, such a psul and a korban, which sometimes is mutar lagamre. And even when it's not mutar, so the pasuk says, well, the tzitz can cover up on it. The tzitz will be machshir the korban.
So
then, if that's so, why not say that it should be true about every love? Because you can always say that if it has to do with the union of Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh,
yeah. So therefore,
then every love should be true. Whatever the universal hesed doesn't count. You can't say that that's an indication that this is in lower level of Yisrael. It's a universal hesed. Or let's say, that's one smart. Or let's say, I think it could be that Tesis says, don't you know? Or it could be that Huta Mechlal only applies to the Tuta, not if it's the Chuya. If you have a Doicha, it doesn't indicate that it's
a... The Tuta is so
I wouldn't ask the question,
except
that
I said, by Tuma,
you
just said
it was Right, that's a Machloike Satanoim, right, that's a Shaima. The Rama Pashma is that Tuma is the Chuya, the Tzima, not Huta. Right.
Is that the only thing
you're
talking about?
Because the carbon tzibur is hetagomer to be makruv bitumah. Even if it's a carbon shein's mana kavua and it's not muta bitumah, now the pasuk says that that if you have the tzitz, so the tzitz is machshir the carbon. This is mechaper on the carbon. Exactly what does it mean that tzitz is masha the korban? Does it mean if the kangol is wearing the tzitz or if the tzitz is in existence? Mm-hmm. That's the machlekes of Yudah and Reb Shimon. How do we depart the Ruhayu Amit Tzai Tomi Lerotzen Lahem Lefnei Hashem? How do you put the Tomi? Ruhayu Amit Tzai Tomi should always be wearing the tzitz. Lerotzen Lahem Lefnei Hashem. Perhaps the simple reading is that when he's wearing the tzitz, and it's where we're supposed to be, then it sits in Machshir. The Rotz Lahem Lefnei Hashem, it'll be Meratzen Avayin HaKadoshim. If he's not Ein Odei HaMitzvah, he's not wearing the tzitz, then it's not Machshir the Karbonis. That's perhaps the Pashup Shat. The other time it says, no, he takes the word Tamid, even though based on our truck, we have a Hayu HaMitzvah Tamid, then it's a pause. The Rotz Lahem Lefnei Hashem, so the way we have the truck, it sounds like Tamid belongs before. So the other time it says, no, Tamid the Rotz Lahem Lefnei Hashem, that the tzitz is always Meratzen. He reads the word Talmud as if it belongs later. that the tzitz is meratze, you had a different shot. The Gemara says in Yuma that there are five psukim, chomish mikroi she'en lahem hechreya. There are five psukim in the chomish where it's unclear where the word belongs, whether it belongs before or belongs after. So some achreinim say, I think the Torah Tmima quotes it, that that's only before you have the trup. But now that we have the trup, so now we know it's already hukra. The trup is kaveh, which way the word belongs. Now we have the trup printed in the Nachumish. They always had trup. Gemara has a machlekes in the dawn where the trup is halacha moshe mitzinai or it's only with the Rabbanon. But even if it's with the Rabbanon, it already existed in the days of Ezra. Gemara says on the pasuk in Ezra when he was laying in Kriyas HaTorah, he laying in the Beis HaMikdash Mefarish with some seichel. Gemara says he laying with trup. Because when you're laying with the right niggin, if you pause at the right place, and then you're adding explanation to the words. So the Gemara says there was trup already from the days of Ezra, clearly there was trup. The Shaiwas, whether this was a tradition that was carried on halacha moshe mitzinai, or it's only a din d'rabban. We assume that it's halacha moshe mitzinai, but it doesn't necessarily mean that the exact trop hamasura atabi adeno he hamasuna lemoshe rabbe. It doesn't mean that the niggun that we sing, the niggun that they sing over here by the yek is not the same niggun that they sing in the shul over here. It's not the same niggun that the spartans sing. Everybody has a different trop. Which is the real halacha moshe mitzinai? The answer probably is, I'm guessing, the answer probably is that there is a halacha moshe mitzinai that you have to line with trop. And the trup is supposed to interpret the pasuk, not some any niggun you want. Trup is supposed to interpret the pasuk. Not that you sing the niggun has to sit in with the theme. Not to sing a happy tune when it's a sad pasuk, or a sad tune when it's a happy pasuk. You have to have the trup that should fit in to interpret the pasukim. It's supposed to help you read the pasukim. But what exactly the trup should be, so that doesn't seem to be the halacha moshe mitzinai, because different communities they have different trups.
So maybe just like pronunciation changed also, so maybe it was an original.
Could be. But the Gemara says in the Chagiga, in the first third in the Chagiga, the Gemara has a suffix, how to read a certain pasuk. By Yalu Oilois, by Shas HaKrovus Maimon HaSinai, the Kabbalah to Shas Maimon HaSinai, Gemara has a topic how to read that pasuk. So Gemara says, Ma'inaf Kimina Lepitzuk Tainim. So Rashi says what it means is like this. If you learn Shas like that, then you have to arrange the trup in such a way that it should be like this. And if you learn Shas like that, you have to have the trup that way. So nicely safe of an athlete. So let's find out what the trup's supposed to be. Apparently the Gemara was unsure, the Gemara was mistaken what the trup is. It has faith in what the trup is. We have to be kaveh the trup according to what the pshat is.
Had a maser
of trup.
So
right. So the Gemara says you have to be kaveh the trup according to what the pshat is. So there, Rav Yankov Kamenetsky, when he was a young bacher learning in the yeshiva in Slabodka in Europe, was able, if you give many pasuk, they told me to somebody from Bnei Akiva also, I remember years ago, when I went to Bnei Akiva, they told me there's a guy in Eretz Yisrael from Bnei Akiva, give him any pasuk in Tanakh, and he'll tell you what the trup is. Not that he remembers, but he knows pshat. So based on the pshat that he knows, he can figure out what the trup is supposed to be. There's a method to this system of trup. The trup is supposed to interpret the pasuk.
So, sorry, just a question. Could it be a lot focused on pshat, which is a question of trash, I mean.
Could be.
Could also be.
So the Gemara has a machlekes of Buter Reb Shimon whether the tzitz is meratza only called mani kangol is wearing it, or the tzitz is meratza even when he's not wearing it. However, the Gemara says even if you hold the tzitz is meratza even when he's not wearing it, so you never have a psul of carbon shekarev, carbon tamei shekarev. All carbon is tamei that a karev akasher. So how do you ever have such a din on the books?
Who holds it?
Rabbi Shimon, I'm afraid it's not online. And Yuma, Davo. You have to take a look. Which one holds which one? So the Shaila said, how do you ever have a din in the Mishnah that if the Dam is Tomei and Yezerik and Anim is Zeth, it's no good. It's never been imsa. The tzitz is always Meratza. So the Gemara says, no, the tzitz is Nishbar. If the tzitz is not in existence, if it's broken, then it can't be Meratza. According to one time. According to the other time, even if the tzitz is in existence, but the Kangal is not wearing it on his forehead, it's not Meratza. According to one time, as long as it's in existence and it's not Nishbar, it's always Tomilarab. It's always Merat. I'll call upon him. There's a Machlekes HaTanaim. When is it Tzitz Merat? The Ramah Pasuk is only Odehu HaMitzvah, the Poshet away. Only when the Kengadol is wearing it is it Merat. He's not wearing it now. The other Tanah holds, even when he's not wearing it, as long as it's in existence. When does the Kengadol have to be wearing it? The Shas what? 4 in the morning he's wearing it. So that's the machlokes Rashi and the Shagasari and the Gemara and Yuma and Avol and Afei. When the Gemara talks about this machlokes, the Kohen Gadol has to be wearing the tzitz at the time that what? The Rashi says at the time that the korban became nitma, at the time that the dam became nitma, the time the chela became nitma. And the Shar Messiah and the Sefer Gvuras Ari and Yuma doesn't understand why Rashi says like this. A basic machlokes in the pshat and the din. Fundamental machlokes Shar Messiah says he doesn't understand. Why does he say the tzitz has to be on his head, or the tzitz should be in existence at the time that the korban became nitma? No. The tzitz should be on his head, or the tzitz should be in existence at the time that he's zorek the dam, or at the time that he's makta the chelav on his bear. Not at the time that it was mekabel tumah. What do I care about the kabbalah tumah? The question is, a korban that's tumah is possible. So the tzitz is meratzis. If at the time he's makrib the korban, tumah, the kohen has the tzitz, so it's meratzis. Why should it depend on the shas kabbalah tumah? Actually, if the things to understand that the tzitz is meratzis, wipes off the tumah, come on the lazy donah. Interesting. The machlokes is Rashi in the Shagun side. What the pshat is pashit in the whole institution of Tishmeran?
Yeah, I mean, isn't this the
Tamar Pashat?
Pardon?
Maybe this is not the land as well. Maratah the Avera being the Tamar Pashat. Maratah the Avera. Takes off the Avera, but what takes off the stool? You're pointing out something very important. Pointing out that by Tumer, by Karbonis, there are two dinim. There's one din, there's an issa to be Metami Karbonis. There's an issa to be makrif karbonis tamei. There's an issa, and then there's also a psul that a carbon that's tamei is possible. So the tzitz merata means that it's machshir the carbon. Is it mata yulach atchila? Let's say the kohen is wearing the tzitz at the time that the dam became nitma, and the kohen is still wearing the tzitz, and I want to be zorek the dam. So it's muta lach atchila to be zorek the dam, menater. It's muta lach atchila to be zorek the dam, which is tamei because the kohen daughter was wearing the tzitz at the time that the dam was makabel tum, and he's still wearing the tzitz now at the time that I want to be zorek the dam. Is that so? It's muta lach atchila. That's how Tosis writes in the first daf in dam chatos, the third dam chatos, in maseches tzivachim, and tzadik beis amenal. Tosis writes that it's muta lach atchila. For a coin, when a teretz muta lachatzchila to be zorik the dam on the mizbeach, if you have the tzitz mirat, it's muta lachatzchila. And others dispute that point. They quote the Chazanish, quotes the Yerushalmi, says that what Taisa says is muchach and the Bavli in a few places, but he quotes the Yerushalmi that says not so. The Kevinera on that Taisa just wonders where in the world the Taisa get that from. He thinks that tzitz mirat is only to be ezered, if you will, zorik the dam on the mizbeach. So it's machshir the korban, but that it's matal hachilah to do avodah betumah. Where does it say that? That's what's usually assumed in the yeshiva. It's not like that. Usually assumed that there's two distinct dinim. That's the yeshiva shepshat. There's a gemara like that. The first parak in Yuma, the Avrok. It's usually assumed that there are two dinim in tumah. There's an issa to be metami korbanis and an issa to be makriv korbanis betumah. And then there's another din that the korban tummy is possible. So this merata only takes two of the psul, but it doesn't, it's not mata the yisra. So for that, what's mata the yisra? So for that, the Gemara says, if you have a korban sibur, the Gemara has the following discussion. In the first parak in Yuma, by this machlekes Reb Shimon and Reb Yudah, whether the tzitz meratza only at the time the kohen gadol is wearing it, or tamid l'ratza, it's even meratza when it's sitting on the table, when it's sitting in the closet when the kohen gadol is not wearing it. So the Gemara says that one Tana argued with the other one and he said, how can you say the tzitz is only meratzah when the kohen gadol is wearing it? What's going to be on Yom Kippur when the kohen gadol is not allowed to wear the tzitz when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? So what's going to happen then if a psul tumah will occur on the korban? Would you say that the korban will be nifsal and there won't be any takana? It'll be no good. So Mishka Salah, say it's no good. So what's so bad? Somehow the Gemara, the Tanoim were worried about that. The Raman Pasim is halacha like that. So it'll be no good. The korban will be no good. But that's what the Tanoim were wondering. Can it be? Is it shaykh to say like that? So the other Tani answers back, no, that's because tumah is hutra b'tzibur. Tumah is hutra b'tzibur, so that solves the problem. The karbanas that you bring on Yom Kippur are karbanas tzibur. Karbanas tzibur means karbanas is manam kavur. It doesn't really matter whether it's karbanas tzibur from the yachid. Tumah is hutra if it's karbanas is manam kavur. So if it's hutra, that solves the whole problem. The other Tani says, no, I disagree with you. I hold that tumah is only dechuya b'tzibur. It's not hutra. And therefore, no, let's say the carbon became nitma. The carbon became
nitma.
Different thing. Tumhuch b'tzibah means if the right tzibah is tameh, then you're permitted to bring carbonus b'etah. Well, the Rambam writes, if the right tzibah is tameh, the kohen in the Beit HaMikdash is permitted to bring the tzmidim and musafim. That's an interesting thing. So what has it got to do with the right tzibah? The strange Rambam. No, the Shagasai and Yuma points that out. What are the Rambam talking about over here? The red tzibur is tamei, is lamal of lamor. They don't have to have a shaykh. If it's carbon pesach, they have to eat. But if the red tzibur is tamei, so they have a problem. How can they eat it? Oh, so we say, The din comes to the rescue. The tumah is mutter b'tzib. Since the road tzibur is tameh, the tumah is mutter, tchuyah, hucha, whatever it is. But if the road tzibur is tameh, a shayla whether you can bring tzmidim and musafim. What's the problem? They have no shaykhs to tzmidim and musafim. They just paid for it. They paid already. They gave them achta shekel money. As long as the kohanim atohar. Or if you say most, they call the kohanim atomeh. And if you need a kohen to do the avodah, then you say tumah hucha b'tzibur. The kohanim tameh are not permitted to be makruv the tzmidim and musafim. Because it's manum kavuva. The Rambam writes a lashon. The rov hatzibur shebechol olam kulei. The rov is probably so the tamei. So they're permitted to be makriv. The kohenim are permitted to be makriv the korbanos of the beis hamikdash b'tahara, based on the din of tumah hucha b'tzibur. That's what the shagat says. He doesn't know what he's talking about. What's taka the bira in that Rambam? That's the Rambam the shitasa. The Rambam happens to disagree with Taisus. The Gemara has a din that a tamei is mashaleach korbanoso. The Rambam allows the Kohanim to Horim in the Beis Hamikdash to bring the Tzmidim and the Sofim every day and every Shabbos, notwithstanding the fact that the Reg of Klal Yisrael scattered all over the world is Tumah. Because Tumah is Mutah B'Tzibur. So the Shagazari says, what is he talking about? Why do I care about the Reg of Tzibur is Tumah? As long as the Kohanim are Tohar, it says, Akashar Atapment, Akashar Alefah. What's the Shagazari? If the Kohanim are Tumah, so you have a problem. By Korban Pesach, if the Reif Tzibur is Tomei, they have to eat the Korban Pesach. You can't bring a Korban Pesach if it can't be eaten. So how can you bring a Korban Pesach if everybody's Tomei? So you say, well, Tumah is Mutah B'Tzibur. Reif Tzibur is Tomei is okay. But Tzmidim and Musaf and nobody eats. So what's the problem? The Tzibur don't eat it. It's a story lachat that the Kohanim eat. But the Kohanim are Tohar. So what does it bother me if the Reif Tzibur is Tomei? What do you have to come on to the din of Tumah being Mutah B'Tzibur? Oh. So that's the question. So the Taisus quotes, Taisus always refers to the Gemara that a Tami is Meshaleach Korban Oisa. A Tami can send his Korbanos to the Beis HaMikdash, and Taisus assumes that this applies to all Tmeim. Anavi Avois HaTumah, if it was Shaykh, he's dead, so he can't. Anav HaTumah, told Arishan, doesn't matter. Whatever level of Tumah he has, he can be Meshaleach Korban Oisa to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam disagrees with that Taisus. He says, no, it's only if the guy is Tomei on a level of Rishon HaTumah. But if the fellow is Anav HaTumah, he cannot be Meshaleach Korban Oisa.
My
focus was what role the Kohen had. If you're bringing the Shliach for the vow, then it's about kind of the Shliach of the Rambam. Well, the Gemara comes to the conclusion that he's not a Shlucha Didan, he's Shlucha Derachmona. That's how the Gemara says. Shlucha Derachmona is not Shlucha Didan. But even so, but he's still Meshaleach, the Karbonis. That's when he does the Avodah, he's doing it with Torah Shlichas, and the Gemara says he's not doing it with Torah Shlichas. But still, we are being Meshaleach our Karbonis. The Karbon is being offered on our behalf. So if we are all Tmeim, if the Red Tzibur is Tmei to the extent of Av HaTumah, so the Rambam says you shouldn't be allowed to be Makar of that Karbon. A Tmei can be Meshaleach Karbonis only if he's only a Rishon of Tumah, but if he's an Av HaTumah, the Rambam says not allowed. So now the Rambam writes this din, if the Rav HaTzibur is Tmei to the extent of an Av HaTumah, and based on his din, a Tmei Av HaTumah is not Meshaleach Karbonis, so the Karbon shouldn't be allowed to bring the Karbon. So he says, well, that's the din, the tumah is mutah b'tzibur. The rov hatzibur is tamei, so then we say it's a korban shezman kavua, so he may be makriv it. If it would be a korban shezman kavua, let's say a parah halam rov shel tzibur, we wouldn't be allowed to be makriv it according to the Rambam. According to Taisus, you would, no problem. So the Shagazai is asking the kashi, he's working on the assumption like Taisus always says in Gan Shas. But the Rambam, the Shitasa, holds that it is a problem. Taisus says that a Tomei Mishaleach Korban Oisav applies to all Tomei, even if he's in the Torah in a Tomei Meis, the whole work, he can have all the Tumas that he wants. The Rambam says, not so Pasha, the Rambam says if he has a Tumas that's on the level of Av HaTumah higher, it would be possible, then he cannot be Mishaleach Korban Oisav. You're not allowed to be marking the Korban on behalf of the Bala Korban who's a Tomei Av HaTumah. If he's only a Rishon HaTumah or lower, then we have a Tomei Mishaleach Korban Oisav. So according to the Rambam, he was bothered with this problem. How can he be makriv tzmidim and musafim every day? Sometimes the Rav HaTzibur may be coming. So he said you can still do it because it's mana kavua.
If the Rav Kohanim is coming, the Rav Yisrael is Tohar. So is that something
of the Tzibur? If it's a carbon Tzibur, what carbon? You're offering a carbon on behalf of the Tzibur. So the Rambam says that's covered with the din. It's still being most of the Tzibur. Right. Shagazari says you don't need it. You don't need it in there. It's a chlal, no problem. The Tami is Meshaleach Korbanos. There's no problem to begin with.
But is Korbanos Tzibur mitzvah or Korbanos Tzibur? So this Korbanos Tzibur also into the Tzibur.
If you have Tzibur mitzvah, my Korbanos that are offered on behalf of the Tzibur.
So now that we know that...
So then, it's almost a bit more, it does depend on Tzibah Rekhid Yoh. Mishnah says in Shmurim, beginning of the second character, depends on Manakavu as opposed to Lav Manakavu. It's a big problem. Ravavala talks down in Shmurim. Why does it always say in Shah Tzumah Hutra with Tzibah? It has nothing to do with Tzibah, it has to do with Manakavu. It gives us a Dershik Pshah. Difficult, it gives us a difficult voice. But this basically does depend on Tzibah Yoh. But this thing depends on Tzibah. The Kavanah Tzibah are offered on behalf of the Tzibah. So who's the Bala Korban? Klal Yisrael. So the Rambam is bonded with a promise. Klal Yisrael, if the Lord of Klal Yisrael Atomei on the level of Av HaTumeh, the Rambam, in his opinion, according to the Rambam's opinion, you're not allowed to be in the Shaleach Korbanah if the Bala Korban is Tomei Av HaTumeh. So if the Lord has people with name Av HaTumeh, how can you bring the Tzvim from the Sofman? So the Rambam is bothered with the promise. He says the solution is that the truth of the Korban is Manakavu, it's Zeh
HaTumeh. It's called the Tzvim. If the Korban themselves are Tomei, and
these children
were not,
there was
such a case.
Then it's also a problem.
So then
also,
the
client
be allowed to bring it.
Also the din of Tumah being Mutah B'Tzibah, right?
Why? What's a new aspect?
No. If the thing that's blocking the Hakrof of the Korban is an issue of Tumah, either that the Bala Korban is Tumah, or that the Korban is Tumah, right? So then you say that, or that the Korban is Tumah. You can have three times, the Bala Korban is Tumah, the Korban is Tumah, or the Korban is Tumah. Yeah. Then it is that Tumah is Mutah B'Tzibah, but there's a Machlekes HaTanai. Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, and the Machlokes Amaroi, Rav Huna, Rav Sheshes, I think, on Dafein Yume, to what extent is it Mutter? Is that the Chuy or is that Hutra? That's the Machlokes that the Gemara has. Whether Korbanis, that it called the Tumah, because it's Manukavua, is that a Pchin of Chuy or is that a Pchin of Hutra?
Why are we called
the Tumah? That's what Galvalay asks. Why do we say Tumah Hutra with Tzibur if it depends on Manukavua, doesn't depend on Tzibur? It gives a Deichik answer. Take a look in the Shiurim, the beginning of the second parak in Shmura. Gives a Shver answer. The kasha is the mekayim ha'emet is basically the kasha is abut the kasha. Most of the karbanos tzibur are zman kavua, and most of the karbanos yochan are not zman kavua. But sometimes it's not so. The kengol brings chavita kengol every day. That's the karban yochad she's zman kavua. The par kengol on yom kippur is the karban yochad she's zman kavua. And it's doicha shabbos and it's doicha tumen and it's doicha the whole work. And the par halandav shel tzibur is a karban tzibur she ain't zman kavua. Siri avod is over. It ain't zman kavua. But 85% of the Karbanos Tzibur has Manakavua, 99% of the Karbanos Tzibur has Manakavua. And most of the 85% or 95% of the Karbanos Yochanan are aimed Manakavua. So the Pashtus is that that's why the... Yeah, Pashtus is that that's why. Yeah, but it doesn't really depend on Tzibur and Yochanan, it depends on Manakavua.
But the Karbanos that are focused, whether or not
No, that's not. You can't bring it before a certain time, and then there's no specific day that it has to be brought. After the tumor is up, he can bring the carbon whenever he wants. But same manu kavua. The Aladdis can't bring the carbon until after the 40 days of the Yedid. And then there's no specific day on which he has to bring it. And even a Shaila in Taisis, if you have, Taisis says in Sochim, if you have a, let's say you can bring the carbon either today, tomorrow, the next day, the next day. You have 4 or 5 days to bring it. So Taisis says that's also not called Manam Kavua. Let's say Eulis Riya is not Deicha Shabbos. So Taisis says, why is Manam Kavua? Taisis says, no, it's not Manam Kavua. You have a whole bring, you have a whole week to bring it. You can bring it any day of Pesach or any day of Sukkot. Pashta says that it's not Manam Kavua. There's a meeting in Chagiga talks about that. Maybe it is. But the Tashta says that it's not, because theoretically, in abstract, it's the carbon with Ein Zman HaKavua. I now I'm stuck. I have no bearing. The Tashta says that it's not Zman HaKavua. But the Miri and Chagiga in the first parak at this has a chiddush. It seems like a little. The Tashta is not like me.
Where is the Gemara?
Then Machlokes is in Yume, I think, that hay on a bet. Machlokes Amoraim, whether Korbanos Shizman HaKavua, Deicha Tumah means Bukhu Yahud. And then the Gemara says it's a Machlokes Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, and they quote this Brayta. The Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon both assume, they're both making a premise that the Kengadol on Yom Kippur, when he doesn't wear the tzitz, it was to them inconceivable that if there would be a Psul Tumah on the Korban, that it wouldn't be allowed to be Korev. That the Avoid on Yom Kippur is not secure. that it's vulnerable to tumah, that if it'll be nitma, may be oit avoida, you may have to do the avoida all over again. So somehow the Tanaim assume that this is inconceivable. So one Tana says that that's a riot, that even eno de amitzvot mirati, even if the tzitz is sitting on the ground, sitting in a closet, it's still machshir the korban. And the other Tana says, no, what are you talking about? That's because tumah is hutra b'tzivah. So the Gemara says like this, it depends, it's hobah hotalia, that's on vav amud aleph. If you hold tumah is hutra b'tzibur, so that solves the problem. Then the avoda on Yom Kippur is always going to be covered. It'll always be secure. If you hold tumah d'chuyah b'tzibur, then you have to have a tziruf of tzitz to be meratz. So what do you need a combination of tzitz to be meratz plus tumah d'chuyah b'tzibur? Tumah d'chuyah b'tzibur solves the whole problem, no? Well, tzitz is meratz, it solves the whole problem. What do you need a combination for? Just like one time it says tumah hutra b'tzibur solves all the problems. So why is it if you hold tumah d'chuyah b'tzibur, then you need a combination of tzitz meratz with tumah d'chuyah
b'tzibur?
The Tanoi make a tliyah. Rav Yudin Rav Shimon have a machlokes whether the tzitz is meratza and still tumah only when the kohen gadol wears it, even when he's not wearing it. So they both make an assumption that they cannot conceive an assumption mitzad asvar, which the Rambam happens not to pass like. The Rambam doesn't accept that assumption. It turns out the case is that. Turns out the Rambam holds the whole assumption is incorrect. But they both make an assumption that the avodas Yom Kippurim has to be secure, has to be safe from psul tumah. Cannot be that the Rabbanu Shlom says the Kohen Gadol should not wear the tzitz on Yom Kippur, and thereby cause the avodas Yom Kippurim to be vulnerable to a psul tumah. That if the korban will be nitma, it'll be possible, and you have to repeat the korban. Cannot be that. But what's the story? The one Tana says, oh, the riot of what I said, the tzitz is meratz even when you're not wearing it. The other Tana says, no, the tzitz is only meratz when the Kohen Gadol wears it. When he takes it off, it's not meratz. But on Yom Kippur, everything is a korban shel zman kavua. Korban zman kavua, the tumah is hutra. Hutra solves all the problems. Hutra covers everything. And the other Tana says, no, wrong, it's the chuya. And since it's only the chuya, they need a tziruf of tzitz to be meratz. What do you need tzitz to be meratza with? What do you need two things for? Tzitz meratza with the chuyah. Why isn't one sufficient? If you hold hutra, solves all the problems. If you hold the chuyah, then you need two things. So Ditzel Leponovich has in his Sefer Zecha Yitzchak, and the Avinoz will have to say. And that's, I think, the official yeshivish pshat. That's the way it's usually said in the yeshivas. One is for the yisra, and one is for the psul. One is for the yisra, and one is for the psul. Tuma d'chuyah b'tzibur is zecha and yisra. Whenever you speak about tzichiyas, for something, a mitzvah, something, is zecha and avera. So there's an issa to be makriv karbonis tamei. So tuma duchiyah b'tzibur is zecha the issa of being makriv the karbon tamei. That's fine. So there's no avera. Go be makriv the karbon. But makriv from today till next year, karbon tamei is possible. Whether you violated the avera of hakrova b'tumah, you didn't violate it. If the karbon is possible, it's possible. What do you mean tuma duchiyah is going to be makshir a karbon? So for that you need tzitz to be meratza. But tzitz meratza doesn't solve the problem of the issa. So to solve the problem of issa, you have to have tumah d'chuyah b'tzibur, zecha d'yisim, solve the problem of the psul, for that you have to have tzitz meratza. So this pshat that Rabbi Tzel Leponovich has, and Eben Ozel has, this yeshivish pshat in the Gemara, if you hold tumah hutra b'tzibur means, if it's a kodesh and zman kavua, none of the laws of tumah apply. It's exempted, so it's exempted from the yisim, and it's exempted from the psul. Nothing applies. But if you hold d'chuyah, a d'chuyah only applies to an yisim. So you need tumah d'chuyah to be matah the yisim, and you need tzitz meratza to be matah. So they say like this, then what you're saying in effect is not like Tesis and you in Rochem Datsarik Beis. You're saying like the Yerushalmi, like the Kerr. Like the Kevin Erez says on that Tesis, he doesn't know where Tesis got it from. He says that it's not true that Sitz Merata means if the Yevid you already were Makrib, the Korban Tomei, so Sitz is Merata is Machshirit. But to be Makri Yulachatchila, I have the Dam Tomei in a Kois, and I'm about to be Zerikit on the Mizrach, I'm a Kohen. And I realize, hey, this Dam is Tomei. And I say, but the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz, so it's mutar lachatchila to be zorek the dam. So then he said, the Chazon Ish quotes the Yerushalmi, and the Kohen Gadol writes on his own, no, it's also to be zorek the dam. What's going to be matar the yisur? There's an yisur to be zorek dam tummy, to do an avoda apostle of korban. The only din that tzitz meratz is, it'll be machshir the korban tummy. If you're ready, we're zorek it, I'll say that the yevah the avoda is kosher, but there's nothing that's going to be matar the yisur. Unless it's a korban shizmanu kavua, then I say, well, tumah duchuya b'tzibur, that's matar the yisur. And the tzitz meratz is going to be machshir the korban b'di'evet. But if you hold like the Tosis, on Sadik Beis Amud Aleph and Zochim, if you hold like what Tosis said, and the Chazon Ish claims that that's what it says in the Bavli, has a Gemara Psochim, a Gemara Zochim. Kevin Erez says the Gemara Psochim is not conclusive. The Chazon Ish says that the Gemara seems to say, the Bavli seems to say like Tosis, that tzitz meratz means, I have the korban tomei, I have the chelav, I have the dam, I'm permitted l'chatchila to be zorik, the dam tomei on the mizbeach, and permitted l'chatchila to be makta the chelav tomei on the mizbeach. even though I know that it's tummy. Why? Because atzitz meratzah. So if you say atzitz meratzah means it accomplishes both, it's matzah the yisra avoda betum and it's also machshir the carbon. So then you don't understand the gemara yumadavav. What does the gemara need a combination of two things for? According to the Tanna who holds that carbon tzibur is only tumah is only dechuyah betzibur, it's not hutra. So the gemara says, oh, then you need a combination of atzitz meratzah together with dechuyah betzibur. What do you need a combination for? Why doesn't tzitz meratzah cover the whole problem? Why doesn't it solve the whole problem? Unless you say that enachanami, that that's what it means. The Gemara never really said you need a combination. That's what Rabbi Tzela said. That's how Eben Ozalon pshat. You can say not so. You can say the pshat is like this. The Tanoi, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shimon both assume it's inconceivable to them. La halacha, the Rambam paskens that it is, that it can be on Yom Kippur if the korban will be mitzvah. So it'll be mitzvah, so you'll have to do the avodah all over again. When the kengal is not wearing the tzitz, so it's not meratzah. It's a tergis mish. You're going to have to do it. And the tumah is only the chuyah betzibur. So if Epshel Akayim Shem, you have to repeat the avodah. So, but these Tanoi, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shimon both held Hanacha, number one, they held that it's inconceivable that the korbanos on Yom Kippur, when the Rebbe Shalom tells the kengal to take off the tzitz, to go into the Kodesh HaKadosh to do the avodah, it's inconceivable that he tells them to take off the tzitz and let the korbanos become vulnerable to tumah. And number two, that's number one. And number two, they hold, not only is it inconceivable that they should be vulnerable to tumah, it's inconceivable that the Rebbe Shalom should tell them to take off the tzitz and the korbanos should only be kosher the koshi with a tchuya. It must be that it's a hutra. That there seems to be a further assumption. It must be that the karbanos on Yom Kippur, this is the alternate pshat. If you don't learn the first pshat, if you learn like the Tzitz, that tzitz meratzah is matiyul lechatchila to do the avodah. So what's the pshat and gemara combination? The pshat is the gemara didn't mean to say a combination. The Tanaim held two hanachas, two assumptions, both of which the Rambam rejects. The maskanas agmar. They held that it's inconceivable that the Rebbe Shlomo should tell the kengal to take off the tzitz and allow the korbanos that you makriv on Yom Kippur to be vulnerable to tumah, not al atzara yoisetoy. No, they both assume that it must be all the korbanos on Yom Kippur will be covered with a hutra. It will be a hetagoma behechsher la mahadrim and a mahadrim. If the Baruch Hashem tells you take off your tzitz, it means it's on his. He's promising. It's on his haftacha that it's all going to be behetagoma behechsher la mahadrim and a mahadrim. It's not just going to be a pchina of dechuya. If the Baruch Hashem tells you, it's going to be hutra lagamri. So that's what the Gemara says. How is it going to be hutra l'gamri? So one time it says simple, because karbanis tzibur is tumah is hutra b'tzibur. Hutra. The other time who holds that is dechuya. So what's going to be the hetagoma l'mahadrim and l'mahadrim? So he says tzitz meratzah is the hetagoma l'mahadrim and l'mahadrim. So tzitz meratzah solves everything from A to Z l'mahadrim and l'mahadrim. Not that you need a combination of both. Rabbi Tzela learns you need a combination of both. But they have an answer. That's only if you hold like the Yerushalmi. That Yerushalmi says that tzitz is meratzah, but chatchili not allowed to be zorik. It's tzitz only meratzah that the korban will be kosher, but it's not matzah the iser of avodah betumah. But if you all like the tasters and like the badli, like the Chazon Ish quotes, the badli sounds like tasters said. So if you all like the badli, then you have to reinterpret this brice in Yuma Davov and Manala. That what they're saying is a different word. That the that it cannot be that the avodah on Zayin Manala. Excuse me, not Vov and Manala, on Zayin Manala. The machlekes amorim Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, and Rav Sheishis is on davov on the base. With the tumah duchuy betzibur, huch betzibur, and then the gemara continues to zayin am an aleph that it's a machlekes of Yuna and Rav Shimon. So then that's how you have to learn pshat. And on Yom Kippur, they can't imagine that the Rebbe Shalom says take off the tzitz, and it's not going to be al atzara yoytzatoy. No, it has to be that it's, everything is going to be covered with a hutra. So one time it says yes, tumah huch betzibur. The other one says, no, the tzibur, mitzad, the tzibur would have only been the chuyah, but mitzad, the tzitz is merati when he doesn't wear, the tzitz makes it hutra, has to come. The tesis says like this. The Tesis quotes Rabbi Natam in Kiddushin and Yuma and a few places they quote Rabbi Natam. So why does the Pasuk say Tomid? Why Amitzka Tomid? What does that mean? That the Kohen Gadol only has to wear the rest of the big day kuna when he's doing Avodah, but the tzitz he should wear all day long whenever possible. When he goes to the Beis HaKis, he has to take it on Hashem Hashem. But the Chatzchid should wear it all day long in order to be Meratza on the Korbanos. That's how the Rabbi Natam says. Yeah. The Beis HaLevi adds on one step further when he says that from the Rambam it would appear that he agrees half with the Rabbi Natan but not Lagamri. The Rambam seems to hold that the Kohen Gadol has to wear the tzitz all day long in order to be Meratza on the Korbanos. But in the Rambam would appear that it's not enough if he just wears the tzitz. The din is that all the Shmoyim Magadim Amatim says there. So if he's just going to wear the tzitz along and wear a nice three-piece suit, it's not good. He has to wear all the Shmoyim Magadim in order that the tzitz should be meratz. That's how the Beis Halevi claims is the Rambam sheet. The Kohen Head, you only have the mitzvah to wear big dikuna b'shas avodah. The Kohen Gadol has a mitzvah to wear big dikuna all day long. That's what it would appear in the Rambam. Why? Right? Should be all day and all night long. Why? So the Beis Halevi says, because the Rambam holds like the Rabbein Tam, that he should wear the tzitz all day long, but he doesn't hold like the Rabbein Tam, who said only the tzitz. No, he has to wear the tzitz with all the other Shmoyim Gadim, because the Romi Akim says there. He has to wear everything all day and all night. We allow him to sleep. Look, we don't tell him you have to stay up all day and all night in order to be meratz on the kabbalah. But as much as possible, he should wear all the shmonim
clothes. Yeah, otherwise the kabbalah
won't be useful. Can't. He's not allowed to wear the tzitz when he sleeps. He has to take it off. Right. Not allowed.
But even if that is based on mikvah, so wouldn't he run the risk of being meratz on the kabbalah?
No, that the Tosis points out that he doesn't wear the big dikuna outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Tosis has two dayas where they're kalayim and big dikuna. The big dikuna all had kalayim in it, some of them. And the big dikuna had the avnei had kalayim in it. Big dikuna all more than the avnei had kalayim. So Tosis has two dayas, and it's a machlek is the Rambam and the Raivad whether this. So what's the hetzer to wear the kalayim? The Ramakam mitzvah, the Torah says that it's mutter. So the shaila is this mitzvah Mata the Yisra climb only b'shas avoida. Levishes dig b'kun b'shas avoida is muta, but shloi b'shas avoida is also. Or is it even muta shloi b'shas avoida? So that's the machlek is the Rambam and the Raivad. What's the issue? So Tosis presents it like this. Tosis says that the issue is whether climb and dig b'kun is d'chuya or it's hutra. If it's d'chuya, so then it's only d'chuya b'shas avoida when he's doing the mitzvah. But if it's hutra, then it's even muta shloi b'shas avoida. That's what Tosis. The Raivad. Not really the Raivad. There's a Pirush Antamid that's called the Pirush Raivad. Acharim says it's by somebody else. So the Sura Raivad and the Pirush Antamid has a kasha on this. He doesn't understand. Even if you hold that Klein and Big Dekuna is Hutra and it's not the Huya, but if it's Shaloi B'Shas Avodah, so he's not doing any mitzvah at all. The whole difference between the Huya and Hutra means when you do the mitzvah and it's mati you from doing to do the Aveira, so is that Heter Abchina of Hutra or is that Heter Abchina of the Huya? What's an afkamina, whether the heter is b'china of hutra, the heter is b'china of tchuya? So the Gemara says there in Yuman, the avot on the base, an afkamina is, if it's efshe l'kaim shneim. If something is the heter of the tchuya, then whenever it's efshe l'kaim shneim, it cannot be doche. If it's the heter of hutra, so it's heter gomar, so even efshe l'kaim shneim is also mutter. That's why the Gemara says in the name of Reish Lakish, you have essay, doche alois essay, so it's only if it's efshe l'kaim shneim. If you can fulfill the essay without violating the law, then you don't say, essay doche alois essay, only if it's is mutter. Then a lav, and if you can't fulfill the essay unless you violate the lav, then you say Esed Dechol Esed. Why? Because Esed Dechol Esed is a b'china of d'chuyah. It's not a b'china of hutra. So it's only deche when it's yafshe l'kaim shneim. That's what Reish Lakish said. Some achrayim want to say that minatir Esed Dechol Esed is really hutra. Minatir it's really mutter even if it's yafshe l'kaim shneim. Reish Lakish is din is only a din of the rabban. It's a very shver story. The stipel has a whole simon on it. Beginning of Yevamos, first pair of Yevamos. But the Pash Pshat is not so. The Pash Pshat in the Gemara indicates, the simple reading of the Gemara, that Reish Lakish is din, and the real din deraita, that Esed Dechol Esed is a tchina of d'chuya, not hutra, therefore it's only mutter, if it's yafshe l'kaim shneim. So the Gemara says that's the whole difference, whether tumah d'chuya b'tziba, tumah hutra b'tziba, the nafkimin is, what if you can get a kohen tohar to do the avodah? If it's d'chuya, so whenever it's yafshe l'kaim shneim, so then there's no din of d'chuya. But if it's hutra, that's a gomor, not a koshi hitira terabalei brer. Hutra, so it's even mutter if you can get another kind to do the avodah. That's what this pirush arayved, the pirush that's meyuchas to the arayved, asks on Talmud. He doesn't understand. What's the difference? He doesn't understand what Tosis is talking about. What's the difference with a big dekuna, kilayim and a big dekuna is the chuya or hutra? That if it's the chuya, then it's only mutter to wear the kilayim and the big dekuna b'shat avodah. And if it's the chuya, then you're permitted. And if it's hutra, then you're permitted to wear the kilayim and the big dekuna, even shloi b'shat avodah. He says he doesn't understand. Shaloi b'shas avodah, you're not doing a mitzvah. So if you're not doing the mitzvah, so there's no matter at all. The whole nafkamina, whether it's chuyah hutra only is, that's what the Gemara says on Rav on the base in Yuma. The whole nafkamina is if it's efshe l'kaim shneim. So if it's hutra, it's mutter, and if it's chuyah, it's not mutter. But if you're not even doing a mitzvah now, I did the hakrovas hakarbanos when I was wearing big dikuna, and then it's already 5 hours later, and I'm still wearing the big dikuna. So what's matter me to wear the kalayim and the big dikuna now? There's no hutra, there's no chuyah, there's no nothing. That's what the rabbi would ask. He doesn't understand. What has it got to do with Hutchot Chuyim? That's why Rav Soloveitchik gave the whole shiur. He explained, he has it printed in his Sefer of the Yortzat Shurim that came out last year. We explained that there's a major difference between the Chuyah and Hutra. That if you hold the Chuyah, means that the Kiyam HaMitzvah is Beichadit. If you hold Hutra, means that the Chetzah is Matar. It means that when the Torah formulated in Nisa Kilayim, the Torah never made the Yisra on Big Dekuna. There's no Yisra on Big Dekuna. Big Dekuna were exempted from the Yisra of Klein. So if the din is that the Mitzvah of Hakrovus HaKrabonis is Beichadit, if you hold the Chuyah, means that the Mitzvah of Hakrovus HaKrabonis is matter the Yisra of Levishas Klein. That's only when you're doing the mitzvah. When you're not doing the mitzvah, there's no matter. But if he says hutra, hutra doesn't mean that the mitzvah is matter it. Even if you hold the chuyah, it's mutter. You don't have to shlug al chet later on because he wore klein and big dekuna. It's het gomor. Whether you hold hutra or chuyah, it's het gomor. So what's the difference between the hutra or chuyah? Chuyah means that the kiyam mitzvah is matter the Yisra. Once it's matter, it's mutter. If you hold hutra, it doesn't mean that the kiyam mitzvah is matter the Yisra. It means that when the Yisra klein was given, the Torah never applied it to big dekuna. So the heft of Big Dekuna is exempted. There's no Yisra Klein on Big Dekuna. So the Big Dekuna are Big Dekuna B'Shas HaVoyah and Shalei B'Shas HaVoyah. And Big Dekuna are not included in the Yisra of Klein. So that's why even Shalei B'Shas HaVoyah, the Taisa says it'll be Muta. Nevertheless, Taisa points out in Zvachim that even if you hold that it's permissible to wear the Klein and the Big Dekuna, even Shalei B'Shas HaVoyah, but Bamedina, if you can go to walk out of the Beit HaMikdash with the Big Dekuna, he'll be like it. Taisa quotes at the seven. Where is the big dekuna? Chutz Lazar, he'll be like it. Why should he be like it? If you hold the hutra, hutra. If the big dekuna are a chetza that was exempted from the Yisra Klein, so should be mutter, and it's mutter, bein mishas avayda, bein shalom mishas avayda. Why is it live in a dafke called man mikan god lezun yazar? Even when it's chutz Lazar, should also be mutter. One suggestion, Taisa says that he's like only makas maadis midirabon. So Yisra midirabon, and atar it's mutter. And Taisa says the other suggestion, no, he's like him in atar. Why? By Medina, there's no chetza. There's no hat to the way Big Dekuna Chutz L'Migdash. Why not? So Rav Soloveitchik says over the Briska Reida Nefes. The Rav Ovala has the Shem Abchaim and the safe in different places. But Big based on the Mishnah in Zvachim, Daf Peches. The Mishnah says, I think it's Daf Peches, the Mishnah says that the Klisharis are only Mekadesh, Bakkoidesh. If I fill Yayin, or Shemin, or Solas, Lemincha, I put it into a Klisharis, so the Klisharis is Mekadesh it. The Mishnah says, it's only Mekadesh it in the Azor. It's not Mekadesh it, it's Azor. So the Kosher Pshat, you say, well, that's the Mokam, after the Mekadesh it, the Mokam, that it's Kosher for Avodah. So Rav Elbala quotes the name Rav Chaim. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said over also. No, there's a different word. Chutz L'Migdash doesn't have the shame of Klisha. It has the Kedusha. The Kedusha doesn't disappear if you take it out of the Azorah. But it cannot be called the Klishore if it's out of its proper mouth. So the same applies possibly to the Big Dekuna. If the Big Dekuna are called by the Mishnayis Klishore, the Machlekes Taisis and the Ritvo in Kiddushin, where the Big Dekuna have pidyon. The Ritvo says he can have pidyon. That it's only Kiddush has dam in Lamizbech. And Taisis says, no, what are you talking about? It's Kiddush is Aguf, it's Klisharis. That's the Mishnah. Mishnah quote. The Gemara in a few places refers to Big Dekuna as Klisharis. The last Mishnah in Zvachim, I think, refers to Big Dekuna as Klisharis. So the Pashtas, we assume, is like Taisis, that it is Klisharis. So Klisharis only has a shame Klisharis in the Azar. Chutz Lazar, it's not called Big Dekuna. It has the Kedusha, but it's not called Big Dekuna. So that's perhaps what Taisus means to say, that when the Kangol goes out of the Azar, then he's certainly not permitted to continue wearing the Big Dekuna. Because it has Klaim in it. But the Rabbinatam says that's only the other set in Big Dekuna. He'll take off. But the tzitz he can wear Chutz L'Migdash also. It's no problem of Klaim. Rabbinatam says he recommends that he should wear the tzitz all day and all night. All the time he should wear the tzitz. Whenever he's not Messiah Tzatz, he should wear the tzitz all the time. In order that it should be mechaper, in order that it should be merata and the psul of tumah. And the Salevi says, according to the Rambam, that he agrees with that rabbi, Natan should wear it as long as possible, but he says it only makes sense if he wears it b'tzir of the other big tikkun.
The
first says it switches the three the cancer between Rebbe and Shlomo Shadda and others. That's how Taisa says. Yeah. Same thing Tzitzis, Taisa says. Klein and Tzitzis is a Hutra Tzchuya. So Taisa says, in Tzubis, I think in the beginning of Tzubis, if it's Hutra, then you're permitted to wear the Tzitzis even by Laila, even though you're not fulfilling any mitzvah. But if you hold the Chuya, and Klein and Tzitzis is only Mutta by Yom when you're fulfilling a mitzvah. By Laila, when you're not fulfilling a mitzvah, it's not Mutta. What's the Tzlius? If you're not fulfilling a mitzvah, so it's an Issa, whether you hold Chuyah Hutra, it's an Issa. Well, not community should only be a Bapshad of Kaim Shnei, but you're not being Kaim any mitzvah at all. So what's the Hetha? It's the Raivitz Kasha, the Raivitz Antonis. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said, no, this is called a Beged Shal Tzitzis. Even by Laila, it's a Beged Shal Tzitzis. Are you not fulfilling any mitzvah? But still, the Hetha is a Hetha of a Beged Shal Tzitzis. If you hold Hutra, so the Beged Shal Tzitzis was exempted from the Issa Klein. But if you hold the Chuyah, it means that the Kiyam HaMitzvah Tzitzis is Mata the Issa Klein. But so Belila, when there's no Kima Mitzvah, so there won't be any head.
According to the Beis Levi, when it comes out there, they eat the Yom Kippur, and they want to wear for the Kohen Gadol to wear to run outside. Since the only way that he'd be able to wear it is if he wore the other Begadim.
Yeah, but the Rambam probably holds like that svara that the place, like that other svara that the place has in Zvachim, that the Big Lekuna Klisharis and Chutz Lazor, there's no Shem Klisharis. So even if it were all the Shemayim Begadim Chutz Lazar, he won't have a Kima Mitzvah. It won't be considered wearing Big Tikkun.
No, but you need this is the Pshat of the Kliya, meaning that there's a purpose. In this case, it would be a purpose. That you bring, so that even though in the Big Tikkun itself there's no Kima Mitzvah, but it's the action mitzvah.
Yeah, but the problem is that it's not called Big Tikkun. Chutz Lazar, he won't be fulfilling it.
Yeah, but
he's not. The Hekshir only is if he's wearing all the Shemayna Big Dekuna. It's not called Big Dekuna Chutz Lazor. Even if they want to wear it, he won't be accomplishing anything. Not only will he violate
the
law.
He can't even wear the
tzitz outside. Right. He can wear the tzitz, but it won't be a Kima Mitzvah. Because the Makam Zezeh, the Beis HaLevi claims the Ramon holds the Makam Zezeh. And to wear Big Dekuna outside of the Beis HaMikdash is a glot meaningless. Says the Rambam holds like that other day in Tosafot. Big Dekuna Chutz Lazor, there's no Shem Klishar. Yeah.
So
there's a shaila nachrayin in what the Rabbi and Tam says, but he means to say he's mechuyev to wear it all the time in order to be meratzo. He means he's permitted to wear it all the time. The some nachrayin want to say he's mechuyev to wear it, and others point out that the lashon of the Rabbi and Tam, as quoted by the Rishonim, is he's mutter to wear it all the time. He says he's mechuyev das nish. He says he's mutter to wear it in order to be meratzo.
So it's still the fact that he also says that night,
they used to burn falafel on the mizbeach. You can become tummy at night. You can be throwing it on the mizbeach at night. Both can happen at night. It can be mekabel tumah at night. It can also, they claim they be doing the avodah of haktorah by lying. No, the Gemara when he goes to the Beis HaKissim when he sleeps, he takes it off. But when he's awake and he's able to concentrate, when he's not watching TV, he's not playing soccer or whatever, he's not fooling around, then he's supposed to wear the tzitz. The Gemara says, according to the Tanu, who says that the tzitz is always meratza, so that's what the word tzitz means. Tzitz is meratza. According to the Tanu, says the tzitz is only meratza when it's on mitzkoy. So what do you need the word tzitz for? Let it read, v'hoi al mitzkoy, l'ratza mahem, l'fnei Hashem. V'hoi al mitzkoy. That's what the Gemara asked. So they should have given the Rabbi Natam's answer. The tzitzis should always wear, even if he's not wearing the other big tikkun. That's what Rabbi Natam says. It's learned that from the word tamid. But the Gemara doesn't give the Rabbi Natam's answer. The Gemara says, no, tamid means the Hoya Mitzchay, when he wears it on his head, it should be between. So he shouldn't be Mesiyaf Da'at. And from this din, that the Gemara in Yuma, in the first parak, learned the Kal V'Chaim, the Mada, the tzitz only had one Shem Hashem and a Kodesh La Hashem. And there's a din of Hesach Adas, so certainly on Tfilin there's an Issa Hesach Adas, because Tfilin has more shames. Exactly how many times did you have Shem Yud Kei Vavkin in Tfilin? So the Rambam added it up. The Rambam says there are 21 times Shem Yud Kei Vavkin Mishal Yad, and Kenegda Mishal Rosh. What is the significance of counting that up for? More doesn't say more. It says it has many shames. Oh, so the Yerusha Mech says, no, 42. 21 21 is 42. Shem Men Beis. That's not what the Shem Men Beis means. I don't know what he's driving at. The Rama meant to imply that there's a significance to the fact that it's 42 times Shem Yud Kei Vavkin. Whatever. The Gemara makes the Kal V'Chaimer. So it's the Yuma says the Kal V'Chaimer is Pricha. That it's on a level of the Raisa, it's not an honest Kal V'Chaimer. It's only a make-believe kamachayim with the Rabbanim. Why is it a kamachayim with Friyecha? Because the shame on the tzitz is begalui. Kodesh Lashem is begalui. The shame is in the tefillin and around mechusa. You can have as many, you can have 1,000 shames, but if the shames are covered up, they're mechusa. That doesn't necessarily require the same covet that the shame on the tzitz, the one and only shame on the tzitz requires, because that shame is begalui. And the place explains the kavachayim is only with the Rabbanim. The Rambam writes it as if it's a real bona fide kavachayim, but they're right. Hesach Hadas means you have to be mechabed the shame that you're bearing, that you're wearing.
So it was a bit like Hesach Hadas means it's a medical
experience. Right. It shouldn't be Loi Kalas Rosh.
If it was that you couldn't go to an unclean place, then I would understand the difference whether it's Galui or Mahusa. Here it's, shouldn't it be the same really? It's talking about just where you're supposed to think at that point.
What's the whole din of Hesach Hadas? Hesach Hadas is a din of Kvora Tzvillin. Kvora Tzitz. So the Chavad is the whole din of Kvora Tzitz. The Chavad? No? Let's say they take the Sefer Torah out of the Yaron Kodesh. They have to stand up. If there is in the Yaron Kodesh, they don't stand up.
No.
Okay.
Not because
they're
in the Yaron Kodesh. If it's covered, you still have to stand up. No?
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe that's a chant in the Milo Kedusha, Tzvon Shorosha, Tzvon Shoyach, Tzvon Shorosha, Tzvon
Shorosha, Tzvon Shorosha. Right, exactly. That's what Taisa says also. Taisa and Bracha says like that. Why does it say, why does the Gemara Darshan, Baruch Alamot, Kishem Yishan Nikra Alach Yom Mecha, El Tzvon Shorosha, Baruch, because that's Begilui, that's Begolui, and the Shalyad is not. The Shalyad is L'chol Yos, V'lo Lachem Yos, it's covered over.
You're not going to see it. It says Baruch, you're not going to see it.
Yeah. But the Gemara says that it has a higher Kedusha also. The Gemara says a Shalrosh, you're not permitted to make into a Shalyad. Shalyad, you are permitted to switch into a Shalrosh. Because Malama Kadif Loma Reed.
Is that the reason?
I think that's what Taisa says. Because the Shalrosh is the Galui. Because it has the same Parshia, so why does it have more Kedusha? So I think Taisa says because the Galui has the shame also. Shin. What can you learn? You're according to the Tana who says a Tana means all the time.
Yeah. No, according to the Tana that says once a day, once a day.
How would it apply here? One Tana says, Vahay Amit Tatamid. One time says, "Hey, I'm going to say Tommy Lewatson."
It's always, it's always. All right. That's the thing. So I mean, attitude. Coming over here doesn't mean that. Why did you say that coming over? I mean, why is it going to be able to give that power from Rabbi Tanis?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, we said the tits are not the same. The tits matched Yisrael, not
that seems to be the machlokes places with the Yerushalmi. Places says when you have the tzitz merati, permitted even lachatkila to be makrevit. It's matzah the yisur, it's matzah the psul. And Yerushalmi says exclusively not so. It's only matzah the psul, but lachatkila to be matzah the yisur of hachklov is the tzitz merati. That's not.
So when it's matzah the psul, at what time is the matzah
the
psul? At what instance was it
matzah the psul? That's the shadow Rashi and the Shagasani, whether it's matzah the psul at the time of tumor. Or it's Masha the Psul at the time the Kohen goes to do the Avodah.
I mean, well, okay. According to that Rashi, if I would, it's Masha the Psul at the time that I became somebody, and now I think the Kohen goes off, it takes off it, and now I'm not with it, then it's Torah.
It'll be good. The Kohen will be kosher. No, it won't be Torah, it'll be kosher.
You know what I mean? Kosher.
It'll be kosher. Yeah.
So, but the Shaksai says, no, he says, you still need it.
Yeah, the only time that you need the kohen to be wearing a tzitz is b'shas ha'avodah, not b'shas kabbalah tzumah. That's irrelevant. Tzumah is going to be anyway. You need the kohen to be wearing the tzitz b'shas ha'akrovah tzumah. But he machshe the psul ha'akrovah. Exactly. Where does the kohen go to wear the tzitz? It says on mitzvah. Where's mitzvah? The forehead, no. Tosh b'shas somewhere on the forehead. The tesis in sukkah has a machlokes, no. Tesis has a machlokes. One opinion in tesis is that he doesn't wear it. Yuma also 2 days in tesis. One opinion is that he has to wear the tzitz for makom hakosher the tefillin. So where does he wear his tefillin? Behind that. The kohen head yud who doesn't have any tzitz, he wears his tefillin over here. The kohen gadol wears the tzitz over here and the tefillin over here. So that's what Tosafot says, that the hat that the kohen wore has a different name. The kohen gadol and the kohen head yud is called with a different name. One is called the mikneches, one is called the mikbat. Is there any difference? The Rambam says, yeah, it's a whole different thing. This is the turban, and this is the zirkan. Gantz is a whole different thing. And Tosis assumes that it's basically the same kind of a hat. The only difference is that one is much bigger than the other. Because we claim head yod, where's the tefillin over here, and his hat is bigger. And Kangaroo wears a tiny yarmulke. Kangaroo wears a smaller hat. The more Kaddish you are, so the smaller your yarmulke has. That's what Tosis says, because he has the tzitz over here. Because he has the tzitz over here and the tefillin over there, so the yarmulke has to be smaller. That's what Tosis says. The 2 days in Tosis, where the tzitz is.
Can
head doesn't wear a tzitz. So he wears the tefillin over here. So his mikbas goes up until the tefillin. But the kengadol has to wear the tzitz over here, two edge boys. And the tefillin over here, two edge boys, so his mitznefes only goes shorter, smaller.
Where's the other day is Mitzvah?
The other day in Tosis says, no, Mitzvah means over here.
How far back can you put
the Gemara says, "Makom yesh barash la'aniach shnei tefillin." Yeah, that's what Tosis says. It should depend how big the tefillin are. Sometimes you have such big tefillin, small tefillin. The Tosis says they call it the shimusha rabba, taken by the Goyim, that the average size tefillin bismana Gemara bismana Tanaim was 2 edge boys by 2 edge boys, 2 inches, pretty small, very small, 2 inches by 2 inches. So makom yesh barash la'aniach shnei tefillin, so you can put the tefillin up until 4 edge boys back. And that's what Tosis says. That's what the Kain Gadol did. Because the tzitz was 2 edge boys wide, and then the tefillin anymore with 2 edge boys. So that's the maximum that you can, that's the furthest point that you can. Not better. If you have to have a tzitz, so then you have to put it further back. Well, either way, it's no good.
Just a little bit down.
Can you not get it? It has to be, with a hair.
Why couldn't you just put on the
tzitz after? Who, the Kain Gadol? He's going to wear the tzitz all day long, apparently. He's going to wear the tefillin all day long. The din is, Mikra, then you have to wear tefillin all day long. There's a machloikis lachrein, whether the nitzvah to wear tefillin all day long is a din deraisa, din derabbanan. But lachatchila, there is such a din, you have to wear tefillin all day long. There is a machloikis lachrein regarding the Kodesh Lashem that was written on the tzitz. How was it? Also in Sukkah, in the first parak, in another place, it said, the Tanakhama says that it said Kodesh Lamed, and then on a line above it said Yud Kei Vav Kei. That the Shem Hashem should be above the Kodesh Lamed. Funny. And the next Tana says, Rabbi, forgot his name. Not a popular Rabbi Yesi, but somebody, not a popular Tana. So he says, Ani Reisid Beremi. He says, I was in Rome, and I was in the storage place, and they saw it said Kodesh Lashem on one line. What are you talking about? So the Gemara Meila tells the whole story. How did he get to see it? But they chased out a shade from the emperor's daughter's head, and then he said, whatever you want, you're going to take him into the Beis Oyser of the king. Whatever you want, you can take as a payment. And what he wanted was to rip up the Gzeira against the Jews, that they're not allowed to learn Torah. That's why he traveled to Rome in the first place. And then the shade, he met the shade on the boat. Going to Rome. The Gemara tells the whole story in Yuma. My children are always fascinated with that story. And the Sheikh said he's going to be in cahoots with them. He's going to go into the emperor's daughter, and he told them how to chase them out. And so on. Then when he chased out the Sheikh, so he said, you can take whatever you want. So he started looking around the whole base to find that Gzeira that was written, to find that Gzeira that the Jews are not allowed to learn Torah. So until he found that Gzeira, he was looking, so he saw the paroiches, and he saw that there was blood drops on the paroiches, because the Gemara was not supposed to sprinkle the blood on the paroiches on Yom Kippur. So the sprinkler was sprinkled in front of the paroches, but once in a while he would sprinkle too hard and it would get on the paroches. Then he saw the tzitz, and he saw this, and he saw that. He said, when he came back from Rome, he said, what are you talking about? I saw the tzitz, the original tzitz, and it's all in one line. Places on that daf has a discussion, a sukkah, in the beginning of sukkah, they have a discussion. How can you read that braisa? It says, Kodesh La, Melmato, and Yud Kei Vav Kei. It says, Hey. It says Yud, then it says Hey Aleph, then it says Vav and Hey Aleph, Melamailo. The Tosis says, isn't that an Israel? Hoges Hashem Bo'isi Yoiso. Hoges Hashem Bo'isi Yoiso. The Mishnah in the last Perek in Sahedrin says, you're now permitted to be Hoges Hashem, the Shem HaForesh Bo'isi Yoiso. What does that mean? So usually we assume that it means you're not allowed to pronounce Yud Kei Vav Kei Chutz LaMikdosh. Zeshmili Olam Zezichu L'Dor V'Dor. Zeshmili Olam means Lahalim. Chosavot. So the Gemara reads it, Lahalim. The Gemara is talking about Daf Nun, I think. You have to be Malim, the Shem HaForesh. You're not permitted to pronounce. You usually say that. That's what it means. Hoges Hashem Basios. If you pronounce it, the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei Shalad in Kram. Not a lot. But to say, but the fact that we say Yud Kei Vav Kei, that we usually assume is only a meaning. That's not Mikra. You're not saying the Shem. The Tosfos in Akash assumes, no, that's what the real thing is. That's called Hoges Hashem Basios. When you say Yud, and the next letter you say is Hey, and you say one, the next one is also Hey. So you're violating an issa. So Tosafot says, so how do you read that Gemara? How do you read that Gemara? The Tosafot has a whole discussion of that. How do you read the Gemara? Say K. But in the Gemara it says hey. It doesn't say K. Maybe the Gemara. No, but it's printed in the Gemara.
I say,
you can pronounce however you want, but how can the braisa be so misleading? The braisa writes yud, and then the next one is hey, the chanisa. The one answer that Tosis gives is that that's not what it means. Hergat Hashem Basios means he's mefarishit barabim, but there's no isa to say hey. It's only a chumra what we're doing. The first day in Tosafot, no, it's really awesome Medina, but it doesn't say in the Braisa. It says in the Braisa, yud, hey, milamailo. It doesn't say the last two, the vav with the hey. It doesn't say that. The Tosafot says, that hey, I'm an aleph. Okay, that hey, I'm an aleph. Top Tosafot. The Tosafot has two days. It's another place to go.
You don't find out
until you get to the So you see, it's mutter to read the Gemara. The only question is, why is it mutter? The Tosafot has 2 days. But according to the first day in Tosafot, it's nikar as din that you're not permitted to say, that you have to say yud kei vav kei. It's a real din.
According to the first day, you don't have to say kei. We don't have it.
Maybe. Not all. You don't say all these things. Some of the Yisurim in the Torah are not the Rishon.
You have to teach somebody. You have to teach
the Torah
in the Tanakh Shas name.
Okay.
So you have to.
But no one's teaching us. We're learning the Gemara about what the truth looks like. It's Kodesh Lashem and Kodesh.
You have to know what letters they are.
Say Kodesh La Milamata, V'Shem Hashem, V'Shem Anfarish Milamata. You could have written it differently. It's not necessary for the braisa to write yud kei. So it's hey, you don't have to write yud kei. Okay, when Oyer on that tzaddik base and Zvachim is bothered with the kasha, he says the Tosafot never really answers. There is a machloikas hatanaim and Zvachim, three different opinions regarding kumas mashkin. One opinion is the mashka she shot to the chol kli yitmo, that mashka is mekabel tum min ater, it's metami acherim min ater. The next sheet is no. Mashka yitmo means it's mekabel tum min ater, but metami acherim ze rak mede rabon. The third sheet is that afilu tum masatna in lahem min ater. And yitmo means that it's machshir oichlim lekabel tum. The mashka she shot to the chol kli yitmo, a kavana, that if you pour the mashka in an oichel, the oichel will be huchshir lekabel tum, but mashka afilu tum masatna in lahem mede rabon. Three sheet is in Tanoi. Yosef ben Yezer says like that. Hey, Yosef ben Yezer, Amashka Deimad Bachar Docha. He said that it's Rabbi Shmuel. So one version of Yosef ben Yezer is that it's Torah Legamri even with the Rabbanon. Amashka Mida Beis HaMikdash is no Tum at all with the Rabbanon. So the Keren Oira and Tzvachim asked that Kashi, he doesn't understand. The Gemara in Tzvachim and Daf Tezayin on the base in the middle of the Sugyan of Chanin of Ganakam. So the Gemara says in all those braises that talk about the dam being tummy, you zerk the dam on the mizer, dam tummy, deloki yoyti ben yoyti. But so yes, Takashem, it's very strange. How can it be everything with deloki yoyti ben yoyti? That according to the Tana Yoyti ben yoyti, the whole institution of Tzitz Merata doesn't apply to dam shenitmo. Only applies to chel of shenitmo. It's a little too much, a little hard to believe, he says. It doesn't have an answer, though. So we suggested an answer. The question is, why doesn't the Gemara say that answer? The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Tzayin seems to say the Loki Yosef Ben Yezer. We suggested an answer based on a Moshe Mordechai Epstein has in a sefer Levush Mordechai on Baba Kama. That's a very famous sefer. Then he has Levush Mordechai on Kotchim. So he has a chiddush in a sefer on Kotchim that there are two dinim and tumah by korbanos. The din that if the korban is mekabel tumah at tummy, and if it's tummy you can't be marked with it. Then there's another din that if kotshim come in contact with tumah, lo yeyachol has a psul tumah, even if it's a hechatimtzah where it wasn't mekabel tumah. If kotshim touch a davar tummy, even if it's not mekabel tumah, it gets a psul tumah. And with this he explains the gemara in Pesachim Daf Lamed Daled, where the gemara says, what if you have Mayim shel hegdish that became tamei, and then you made hashoka. So hashoka removes the tumah. So the Gemara says that there's a maila, there's a chumra. The Gemara says there's a maila that even after doing hashoka, you still cannot use that mayim of kotchim. Why not? So the machleik is Rashi and Tosfos whether that Maila is the Raisa the Rabbanon. So Rav Moshe Matkam wants to explain why should it be a chumah? What kind of a din deraisa can it be? So he says that's a hein hein advar. He says even though you've removed the tumah, the chalais ha-tumah, they hashok, hashok removes the tumah, but it doesn't wipe off the past history. And the pasuk says that Rabbasa Shiga b'chal tamei lo yeyochel. That Chakodesh Tashiga b'chal tamei gets absurd. Lo yeyochel, period. It doesn't say Abbasa Shiyitma b'yochel. Abbasa Shiga b'chal tamei lo yeyochel. So even if I can remove the tumah, or even if it was never makabel tumah in the first place, lo yeyochel. That's all he wants to say. That's the whole din. Why is it, let's say, by chulin the tumah only goes to the point of sheni, and by truma goes to the point of shlishi, and if the shlishi touches kodesh, it becomes possible. Why? But there's no tumah per shlishi. So the answer is it doesn't have to be tumah. Shlishi is tameh, but the shlishi touches the kodesh. That's called abasa shigul b'chol tameh lo yochel. It has a psul tumah, even though it was never makabel tumah in the first place.
Or if shlishi make ravine?
The kodesh.
Right, so that doesn't imply that the
Shlishi,
what does he say, the Shlishi or the
Ravi? The Ravi is not that it was Makabel Tumah, the Ravi has a Psul Tumah. The Mishnah calls it Psul. The Shlishi is Tumah. The Shlishi is a Dabba Tumah. So if that Dabba Tumah touches Kodesh, I apply it in, Abbas HaShiki B'chal Tumah Lo Yochel, has a Psul Tumah, even though it was never Makabel Tumah V'yayim. And that's why he wants to explain the Din of Hashok, is that perhaps, I'm suggesting, perhaps one can say that that's the Din of mashkim, true the mashkim are not mekabel tumah, but it could still possibly have the psul of tumah. The only question is the gemara is a psnasa. The gemara and daf tazayin on the base himself and says natsa. Don't know. Okay, I really have to apologize for coming in so late this morning. Some people had a big shas atchak on the telephone.